One Sports Betting Show. Come out with Pat McAfee Incorporated, Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
I'm Amy Joe.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Teddy.
Good day to you, sire. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
How are we going on? What is going on, dude?
For me, just baseball. I can't see any other sport on the board besides it.
Me too. A lot of games today. Brucey hit a big parlay this weekend.
Yes, I did.
Very big parlay. A couple 7-teamers. Nice little baseball weekend.
7-teamer and 6-teamer. Mm-hmm. They had some overlap, but not all. It was great. I'm seeing the ball pretty well off the bat. I've been watching it. Well, until this weekend, I've been watching a ton of baseball. So I felt at least very dialed in, kind of starting to fade a little bit. I got to get back in the lab tonight, get my quad box going again. But I got plays, tell you that much.
It's baseball season right now, okay? Now that college basketball's in, it's definitely baseball season. And then, you know, in a week or two, we got NHL and NBA playoffs coming, and that kind of carries it for a little bit.
I will still do MLB. I will be back in NBA betting, but yeah. I think I'm done until the playoffs.
I understand. Yeah. Betters know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mommy won. That's all that matters.
Becky got robbed.
She didn't. Man, how are we?
Doing absolutely fantastic, Tony. How are you doing?
Yeah, that belt is fucking
pops.
Sick.
Yeah, I think
pops.
That thing is so sick. I've just been staring at it since we started the show.
Now,
how are we going to fade the Buccos with that thing in here?
They did blow a 3-1 lead in the ninth today.
Yes.
So hopefully if you were on the Buccos, hopefully you took
first five.
Hopefully you took them first five, Bednar. Struggling a little bit. Might be time for Chapman to move to that closer role.
No, he's not.
Been absolutely dominant.
He's been lights out. I mean, maybe you can slot him in there.
He's been dominant. Just
bring
start
up
the year.
Skeens and let him close.
That would be unbelievable, but also let him go five.
Are you guys, I don't know if other teams do that. It might just be a Yankees thing, but like they used to like make the whole stadium graphics like fire, and I forget what they
for
play.
Chapman.
Yeah, but just sick.
I don't know what we're doing right now. Probably some sort of pirate ship cannonball fire.
He still got the turtleneck on, just sweating profusely in 40 degree weather.
That's the only way he knows how to pitch.
I believe. So yeah, that game already went. Orioles and Red Sox just started. Well, they're in the third. I have the O's full game money line.
Jeez.
As do I.
I like Corbin.
Well, we know you do, Bruce.
I too
love Corbin. I've been fading the Red Sox every game, brother.
I mean, he did better on the A's against them.
Wow.
That's tough. That one hurt. That is tough.
Plus 1.5.
That's tough.
1-6-0.
He's not opposed. He took the A's this weekend, too. He's not opposed to betting the A's. Guy loves the A's.
I mean, I am opposed to betting the A's, but they're one guy, Pete Blackburn. Their two wins are behind his starts. He's a really good pitcher.
Are you on Bello today?
What's that?
Are you on Bello?
First five, yeah.
Also, before we get going to this, since now we got that out of the way, because that game just kicked off, first pitch, you know what I mean. Shout out to one of the greatest gambling runs of all time to the Yukon Huskies.
Yeah.
Just fucking coming home and taking that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Unbelievable. 12-0. Never had to sweat a minute of it.
So good I got bored.
Yeah, I think everyone did.
Like I've grew up a UConn fan and they're so good that I basically disengaged this season.
Yeah. So we just want to, you know, give them their flowers before we
absolutely
move on. Now we roll through the MLB schedule. Okay. Chicago White Sox are in Cleveland. Tough news over the weekend. Biebs is going to be out for the year.
Guardians still finding a way.
Their contact rate, I think, is tops in the league. Their strikeout rate is down towards the bottom. They like kind of had some fluky stuff last year where they weren't hitting with runners in scoring position, and that's gone away. They're trouble.
I think I am 4-2 in games that I've bet on. Games that the Guardians have played that I've bet on, I am 4-2. 4-0 when I bet on the Guardians. 0-2 when I bet against them. Tonight, I'm going to go full game run line, -1.5. Logan Allen, one okay start, one good start. But I'm going to go Guardians full game, -1.5, -102 tonight.
Good luck out there.
Okay, nothing for you?
No, sir.
I'm laying the -225 as a parlay piece. Sorka is just on the struggle bus right now. And the White Sox bats, while they can get hot for a game or two,
sure,
they have been struggling to fit it all together. They're pretty dysfunctional.
Milwaukee's in Cincinnati. Joe Ross goes against Frankie Montas. Montas has had a really good year to start. I'm going to stay away, though.
Reds first five.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on the Reds full game. Bit of a broken back spot. They beat the shit out of them yesterday. I do have a sinking feeling about this one, though.
Okay. Miami and AJ Pick goes against Carlos Rodon and the Yankees. Now this is a 9-2 team versus a 1-10 team. But for some reason, I'm staying away.
I got the Yanks first five minus half. I hate laying a half in the first five, but I will do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm laying a lot of juice tonight, but it's a parlay.
There is so quite a bit of juice.
It's a parlay, so sue me. Yeah, I think the Yanks 7-0 last night in the fastest game since the 90s. I think they keep it rolling here.
Seattle at Toronto. Kirby goes against Bassett. This is kind of a fade Bassett situation here. I know Kirby had one really good start, one bad start. Lit up. But I got Seattle first five plus a half.
I'm out, my friend.
Ooh.
I love it, Tony. I love the Kirby bounce back here. And Blue Jays won yesterday, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So I love the bounce back.
Castillo has not been great so far this year.
No. What happened? I've been waiting for his UCL to drop because it's like, what happened?
Mets are going against Atlanta in Atlanta. Hauser. He went five and gave up one in his first start, so not terrible. Yep. Reynaldo Lopez goes for Atlanta. So you got I bounced around here. Some sites have Atlanta first five minus 1.5. Some have first five minus 1.5. I got them at first five minus 1.5 minus 135 for the Braves here.
I got nothing.
Okay.
The Mets almost lost their game against the Braves last night in like the most quintessential yep. Mets fashion. I like the Braves to get right. That's another leg for me.
Okay. Houston and KC. Christian Javier goes against Cole Ragans. You guys seen Javier's numbers so far this year?
Yep.
Six inning pitch, no earned runs. Five inning pitch, no earned runs. Ragans went six, gave up two. Went six, gave up none. This is my first of the year. First five, under 4.5.
Wow.
KC Houston.
Give me the Strohs, first five money line.
Yeah, I don't hate the thought, Tony, because the Astros, you know, that was a tough series with the Rangers that they're coming out of. I lean hard Astros, but I'm staying away.
Okay. Dodgers in Minnesota. My guy, Tyler Glasnow on the mound versus Louis Varland. I'm going to go Dodgers first five minus a half, minus 130.
I will join you, my friend.
Okay, you're on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bruce, anything?
Yeah, I'm on the Dodgers full another leg.
Dodgers anyway. You
can get. Yeah, they're rolling. Yesterday was super mispriced. I'm glad we're back in the 180s here.
Yeah. Zach Wheeler goes against Sonny Gray. That's Philly in St. Louis.
Gray's first start?
Sonny Gray, yes, it is. His what? First start. He had a 3.66 last year.
The Reds?
Had a zero in spring.
Why is this his first start?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Wheeler's gone six, gave up none. Gone six, gave up one.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Philly's first five money line minus 130 just because you don't know what's going on with Sonny right now.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I'll be with you on the Phillies.
Okay.
Where in the world is Sonny Gray?
Good question. Oakland at Texas. Alex Wood goes against Eovaldi. Eovaldi's been really good this year. Six, gave up two. Seven, gave up none. Wood has just not been good. I'm going to go full game on this one. I always like to go full game against the A's. Rangers, minus 1.5 is plus 102.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a full game as well, Tony. I'm with okay. you on the Rangers.
Bruce, anything there?
Yeah, yeah. The Rangers are really starting to percolate here.
Okay. Merrill Kelly's going against Cal Quantrill. That is Arizona at Colorado. Am I on one here?
I can't lay another half. I can't do it.
I am
probably late. Should, but I can't.
I know there's a lot of this. I don't love taking run line, but I am going to do it with the D-backs tonight. Minus the 1.5, minus 120.
We're starting to be in that weird spot where the Rockies like are like going to not be that bad at home and the worst team.
That's what they were last year.
It's also these prices are just absurd for the second week of the season.
Yeah, they are.
It's not looking good going forward. Like we're gonna be minus 300.
Yeah,
I'm a month into the season.
I'm surprised how soft they've been on the Dodgers so far.
Yeah, Merrill Kelly's just been, he's a dog. Savali goes against Sandoval in Los Angeles. I almost took Tampa, but I'm going to stay away.
I'm taking Tampa. Okay. First five, money line.
Oh. Yeah, Tampa, they got to win this one.
I mean, Savali's got a 1.5.
Yeah, yeah. They got to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josiah Gray, who has had a terrible start to the year, goes against Kyle Harrison of the Giants, who's been,
I'm seeing a potential scratch there on Josiah.
I am not, but if it is. But I got nothing on the game anyways.
Nah, I got nothing either.
And then the Cubs couldn't figure out who they were starting today. And then they just announced Ben Braun is going against Musgrove. I got nothing there.
Put me down for the Dads for sure.
Yeah, another broken back spot.
Okay.
3-1 Orioles. Fuck.
So I have Orioles, full game money line. Guardians, full game run line, -1.5. Mariners first five, +0.5. Under 4.5 in Astros and Royals. Dodgers, -0.5. First five. Phillies, first five, money line. Rangers, run line. Full game. D-backs, full game, run line. And Atlanta, first five, -0.5. I also did a money line parlay today.
Ooh. Welcome.
Guardians, Dodgers, Rangers, D-backs. That is +423.
All first five. Reds, money line. Yankees, -0.5. Dodgers, -0.5. Stros, money line. Phillies, money line. Rays, money line. Dads, money line. And then full gamer, Rangers, -1.5.
Yep. So my money line parlay is the Guardians, the Reds, the Yankees, the Braves, the Dodgers, and the Rangers, all full game. How's that going to lose the Cincinnati Reds? I already told you that earlier. And then I'm going to add the Padres money line, and then I'm joining you, Tony, on the Mariners +0.5 first five.
Okay. NBA. Let's see.
Good
here.
Games tonight. Yeah.
First, the first three games of the night are all 13 plus point spread. So if anybody's got anything there, let me know. Miami's -4 going to Atlanta. Anybody? Anything?
I stayed off, actually. I lean Miami, but I would put them in a money line parlay if that's what.
Yeah, I think like. The Heat -165 on the money line is worth a shot.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. We also, there was a lot of Twitter chatter yesterday about some NBA guys potentially staring at the sun without glasses on, so we don't know how that's going to affect
that's
today.
It's good.
Probably shoot the lights out.
That's good, probably. Yeah. Am I going to take.
Is Porzingis, who else is out for the Celtics?
Just Porzingis. Am I going to take the Celtics money line?
I'll take the 1.5.
-1.5?
+1.5.
Oh, they're plus now?
I was saying -2.
Yeah.
Are they plus now?
+1.5 ESPN bet, brother.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
See you over there.
If we can take the +1.5, I'll take that. But I like a money line. Milwaukee also has Giannis questionable listed. So
they do.
We'll
so
see.
Is Beverly. So is Lillard. So is Middleton.
It seems like their whole team.
The Knicks broke them.
Well,
sure.
Milwaukee hasn't won in the last four games. Like they've been getting
3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah, they've been getting crushed. Celtics are fucking rolling into the playoffs, which is how they should be. So I like the Celtics.
Yeah, I may alt line this thing up.
Let's not get greedy here.
I mean, getting greedy.
Just looking for you are getting looking greedy. For a win.
I'm looking brother. A gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, you are
for a win, brother.
Knicks are -5 going into Chicago. Isles take nothing there.
Yeah, what happened to this line? They were like -130 money line last night.
Bulls packing it in. OG Anunoby probably going. The Knicks lost to the Bulls last week, I believe. So I like them to get right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to lay
settled 5.5 here. Yeah, I liked it a lot better when I thought it was like 1.
Dude, OKC was the same. OKC was basically -130 against the Kings. This too.
Houston has come back to earth after that win streak that they've come up. But they are at home.
Still the fortress.
They are dogs at home.
Is anybody talking about the Orlando? Magic?
No, they're not. Last time I talked about the fortress, the Warriors went in there and made it their fortress. Maybe I might think about the Rockets. I don't know.
I'm taking Orlando -2.5. The Rockets were a great story at home this year.
Awesome
when they came back and made it a little bit of a run into the play-in. They're not going to make it, so.
Mitt, are the question here? Are the Houston. Magic hype?
I think the Magic are hype. Paolo's like pretty hype. They have some like really young good guys.
Houston has lost 5.
Cole Anthony, he's pretty hype.
Cole Anthony's sick. I'm happy bad. That he's getting.
But they're like gritty too, and playing defense and such.
Yeah, Magic are 4-1. I'm gonna stay away from that one.
I like the Rockets, and then the Bucks will go from losing to the Celtics to the Magic, and then I think they lose to the Magic.
Ooh. I think Magic.
I think there's a chance that the Bucks lose out.
Maybe.
It would be funny.
Spurs, Memphis, anybody?
No.
Okay.
Minnesota's 17.5-point favorites. OKC is -5 at home to Sacramento.
Yeah, I'm not laying it, brother.
I took the other side. I took Sacramento +5.5, actually.
Okay.
I just like it. I do think
I just like it's just something that I like.
Yeah. Something I liked.
Denver's 15-point favorites. Lakers, 2.5-point favorites at home to the Warriors.
Put me down for are both
yes.
in?
Yes.
Okay.
Aiden and LeBron are both in.
I love the Lakers money line here.
Ooh, yeah. The Lakers and the Warriors do love to go at it. These are usually usually a great matchup between these two teams. The Lakers have had their number the last just few years. This does feel like a play-in game. Like, it really does. It's a big possibility that they play each other in the play-in. So I think this is a good tone setter for the Lakers at home. They got to win this one.
8-point favorites, Phoenix.
Yeah, who's out? Kawhi.
Yeah, it's just Kawhi. Paul George is playing. I took the Clippers +8.5 going into Phoenix because I do
Phoenix actually got everyone
they can
in.
Win the game.
That does feel like a lot.
Phoenix hasn't been playing their best, though.
It's a hell of a number for, I mean, Clippers 15-28, good squadron.
Yeah.
Even after struggling a bit of late.
7-3 in their last 10. So is Phoenix. I'll take the 8.
I took the 8.5.
Take the 8.5, brother.
I'll take the 8.5.
Yeah.
I'll take the 8.5.
Don't want to see a push for you.
And then New Orleans is 13.5-point favorites.
Goodbye.
Yeah, so I got Celtics and Clips.
I got Celtics-Lakers.
Celtics-Magic. Kings +5.5. The Clippers +8.5. And the Lakers money line.
Huh?
I really want the Lakers to win that game tonight.
I really do too. Is Draymond playing? Is he even playing?
I don't know.
I don't know. If he does play, hopefully Steph will go on his show and he can ask him what happens when I get kicked out of the game. You know,
Draymond is playing. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think? How do you feel about it when I get kicked out of all these games, brother?
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that was cool.
Absolutely, that
was a good gimmick.
Just swinging on Austin Reeves for no reason tonight. That's something like that's gonna happen.
All right,
I can't do it anymore.
Billion hockey games tonight.
I'm burnt out.
Congrats to our friend Nicky Skates on his
baby. Nick.
Shout out to Skates.
Go, brother.
We'll see him in a couple weeks.
Tell you what, Bruins at even money at home against the Canes. Put me down for the Bees.
Bees.
I'd love to see the Habitants win tonight. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you kind of need them. I think the Wings beat the Caps at home, and that's basically a playoff game right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's massive. I like the Rangers -135 at the Islanders.
What about the Leafs at Jersey?
So the Leafs beat the Penguins in overtime last night.
Yes. We got a point, though.
I kind of like the Devils there plus money at home. I like the Panthers in 60 against Ottawa. Oh, Byron up on Arsenal. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, Texas Hockey in 60 against the Sabres. The Avs in 60 at home against the Wild. And that's all I got there, brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck, brother. Anybody?
There is Champions League tomorrow. 1 second.
Okay.
Let me pull it up.
Your second has been granted.
A little pre-masters. Do you like anybody, Tony? I actually got to put out a fucking office poll.
Junkies are coming on tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Wow.
So we will do a Masters. I have not gone through it. I will do that tomorrow morning or tonight.
I'm going to be tough to shake off of Joaquin Neiman. I know he's kind of the old sharp horse, if you will, which if you've ever been to the racetrack, never wins.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that story kind of writes itself for the world rankings and all that jazz.
Okay, tomorrow I got Atletico Dortmund. I like Dortmund at double chance against Atletico, even money. And then I also like Barcelona double chance at PSG. Give me both dogs. Double chance tomorrow. Huh. Please and thank you.
Sounds good, brother.
Yep.
O's still up 3-1.
Yeah, the Sox are fucked now that Story's out and Pivetta's out.
That's tough.
But hey, maybe, I mean, Marlins are 1-10. Maybe we can swing a deal for Timmy Anderson.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. Why not?
Maybe figure out what's going on with what's his name?
Jazz.
Cy Young 2 years ago.
Oh, Sandy Al.
Sandy Alcantara.
Alcantara.
Lizardo.
Too. What is going on?
I don't know.
Jazz would be a sick Red Sox, actually.
Chisholm?
I would love to see Tim Anderson playing shortstop for the Sox.
Tim Anderson needs to be on an actual team.
Sandy's coming off Tommy John. He threw for the first time a month ago.
Oh, he did have Tommy. How did we miss that one?
We knew last year, but you know, a lot of stuff has happened since then.
The pride of Maple Ridge, Tyler O'Neill, is absolutely mashing, though. I think he had 9 homers all last year for the Cards. He's already got 6 for the Sox.
Would you like to know why the Buccos lost today?
Oh, no.
When they were up 3-1.
They took Connor Jobo?
He didn't play.
What do you mean?
He didn't go today. They're 9-0 when Connor Jobo plays.
I saw he had a single.
Oh, and he may have come in late.
I think he must have had a pinch hit for an RBI.
That's Connor Jobo. Who are we yelling at here?
Derek Shelton.
Derek Shelton out, brother.
Hey, figure it out.
Get the signs up, Buccos.
Derek Shelton. Connor Jobo is not a rotational piece.
No, he is not, my friend.
Let's take it back to the...
Yep, he did come in, yes.
Yeah, he had an RBI, right? I thought I saw that.
Who are you guys playing for?
Says no at bats, so... I mean, who the fuck knows?
Oh, the Giants got fucking Miles Boykin? Holy shit, Bruce.
Oh, looks like he may have pinch ran or something.
Yeah, well, let's...
I mean, he scored then, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
What a travesty. What, the guys had 2 days off already? Three?
Yeah, they are 9-3.
He sat all 3 games?
Yeah. 0-3 when Connor Joe doesn't go.
Fucking Shelton. Maybe it's not Shelton. Maybe it's fucking...
O'Neill Cruz didn't go today. Either.
Might be nutting from above.
It could be. Hey, maybe. This guy's getting too good. We're going to pay him too much money.
Fucking relax on the Connor Joe.
Mate, you got anything for us?
Yeah, Tony, I got something for you.
Okay.
Well, Tony. The true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination. 100%. Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Now we go. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.